This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Many of us responded to the earthquake in Haiti by donating money. It was a disaster of epic proportions, more than 200,000 dead, millions homeless. And as we've reported, the conditions are still grim for people crowded into survivors' camps. Electricity, food, water, toilets, all in short supply, even though the earthquake happened back in January.
While the survivors in Haiti are preoccupied by day-to-day needs, a world away in New York City, foreign donors and Haitian leaders are considering a long-term plan. They met yesterday at the United Nations in New York to come up with a dollar amount, a number, to pay for Haiti's rebuilding, a number that Planet Money's Hanna Jaffe-Walt watched grow bigger and bigger as the day went on.
The big shots all spoke one after the other. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. And while all that was happening, Georges Sassine was sitting near the back. Sassine is the head of the Haitian textile industry, and he sat there with the day's schedule in one hand, a pen in the other, speech, 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 number. When someone said a number, Georges wrote it down. What do you have so far?
Okay, we have Brazil with 172. Plus, Canada didn't say anything, European Union, $1,235,000,000, plus $295,000,000, plus $650,000,000. France, $180,000,000, plus they're giving $20,000,000 budget support.
Michael Fairbanks was also sitting with a notebook listening to the speeches. He's with a consulting group called OTF. He's advising Haiti's private sector. But Fairbanks was keeping a very different kind of tally.
The platitudes are flowing. Yeah, I actually wrote the word platitudes someplace. I actually started to make notes on what the platitudes were.
There was the quoting of Langston Hughes, A Dream Deferred, the repeated declaration from the world's leaders that Haitian leaders need to control their own destiny. And several people mentioned it's important to empower Haitian farmers and Haitian children. And most popular of all, here delivered by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
And we will seek specifically to empower the women of Haiti.
This was all happening inside a big meeting room where the donors were speaking to each other. After each donor gave their speech inside, they would walk out into the hall, stand in front of the cameras, and offer another speech. The hallway speeches for the press were variations on a theme. The "We were in Haiti before Haiti was cool" theme. For instance, Canada got up and committed $400 million to rebuilding Haiti in the short term. And then Minister Bev Oda reminded everyone.
As you all know, Canada has been a long-standing friend and supporter in Haiti. In fact, we were one of the first responders after the earthquake.
The Inter-American Development Bank matched Canada's $400 million, although in grants over 2 years. President Luis Moreno then shared this fact. The IDB, the largest multilateral agency in Haiti, has been there for 5 decades.
At the end of the day, where all the cameras are gone and everything is said and done, I think there will continue to be a smaller number of donors who have the staying power.
Brazil's foreign minister, Kelso Amorim, committed $172 million.
In the case of Brazil, for instance, this has been our largest ever involvement with any other foreign country in terms of help, aid.
Right around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was this moment. It started to become clear that the platitudes and inter-donor competition was actually adding up. Gabriel Verret is the economic advisor to Haiti's prime minister, and he says he realized that first when Qatar committed $20 million, and then Norway made their announcement. Norway.
I don't think Norway's ever provided more than $10 million in any 1 year to Haiti. And so when the Norwegian representatives informed me that they were going to pledge $100 million, I decided to think, well, this could be interesting.
The Haitian government asked the world for $3.9 billion in the short term. By the end of the day yesterday, they had more than $5 billion. Now that's pledged money, money pledged at a very public event in a moment when sympathy for Haiti is at an all-time high. There's usually a difference between money pledged at events like these and money that actually shows up. Still, Verret, a serious economist, government guy, at the end of yesterday, felt this way.
Just, I think right now, I think everybody is, I'd say, almost elated.
Almost. He's got a lot of work to do now. Hanna Jaffe-Walt, NPR News, New York.